Now, you have relationships with other businesses and other groups in your area and actually throughout the state, don't you?
We've got a lot of different groups we work with throughout the state, a lot of different motorcycle groups, CBMAs, groups like that, that put on bike Boca runs for us to raise money for that. Waterloo Gun Club every year puts on a big fundraiser for us, and they've already scheduled this year's fundraiser for May 11th, and that's open to the public. It's a trap shoot, skeet shoot. And every year they raise about $6,000 for us.
Fantastic. You take veterans on these hunts. How do they get in touch with you? How do you find them?
Facebook is our biggest way that we connect with the veterans in Wisconsin. A lot of veterans are told about us. They follow us on Facebook then, and then they go to our website, and they fill out a veteran participation form. And on that form, it has questions like where you live and what are your interests in the outdoors, is it hunting, fishing, camping. And every application that comes through my desk first. And I personally call each veteran up, get a chance to know them, put them in our database, and tell them to follow us on Facebook, because that's where we announce all of our hunting and fishing trips that come up and when to sign up for them.
Okay, and I imagine you've got a waiting list for some of these hunts.
Some of the hunts we have to do a drawing because we have so many people sign up for them.
Are you adding outings and opportunities?
Every year we try to add more fishing events, hunting trips, which takes a lot of work to make a lot of phone calls to find the right people that are willing to donate a hunt or a fishing trip or discount it that we can afford to do it. Next year already we're lined up. We're going to be adding, which will be an annual hunting trip. It will be to Wyoming for antelope.
Very nice. We will hope that some of our listeners in the area or even across the state, people travel now, might come and have a cup of coffee or a brat with you on November 9th. So I hope you have a good turnout and raise a lot of money to keep your project going.
I appreciate it. I hope they do.
Thank you so much, and good luck this hunting season. Good luck on your Western hunt.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. That was Otto Reitz. He is the founder and president of Wounded Warriors United, Wisconsin. Their website is woundedwarriorsunitedwi.org. As we have said, they have an event coming up on November 9th at Brood, a coffee shop in Clintonville, Wisconsin. You can learn about it on their website or their Facebook page. It's sponsored by Walker Forge of Clintonville. So I hope you can help them raise some funds for their events. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
Proactive. Get your brain health screen done in November. The ADRC of the North will be offering brain health screens throughout the month of November. Come meet with Shay, the dementia care specialist for Price County, to have a screening done. It only takes about 10 to 15 minutes of your time. Offered at convenient locations across Price County. Call the ADRC of the North for more information at 1-866-663-3607 or check out the Facebook page for the ADRC of the North Price County branch. You'll also find posters in the community featuring dates and times. Be proactive. Get your brain health screen done. Call 1-866-663-3607 to reach the ADRC of the North to ask about brain health screening in November.
Ho, 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 ho. Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High of 47 today. Under cloudy skies, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely. Tonight, 41. Overcast. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 49. Daytime highs approaching 39 Tuesday under overcast skies. 42 Wednesday, mixed precipitation possible at times. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 47 today. Lows level off around 41 tonight. We should top off around 49 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 34.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin invites you to explore thousands of acres of county, state, and national forest lands, plus wild rivers, ATV, UTV trails, and much more. You can learn all about opportunities there at exploreflorencecounty.com. And joining us now for our monthly chat about what's going on in Florence County is Eric Prince. He's the Director of Economic Development, and we welcome him back. Eric, thanks for joining us again.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
You bet. We are recording this early in the week, and you said there's some snow in the air and on the ground, hey?
Yeah, woke up to about half inch, three quarter of an inch. I wasn't quite expecting it, but I guess when you live in northern Wisconsin, you have to expect it.
Yes, indeed. And I'm in west central Wisconsin. We had a dusting and there's supposed to be more on the way, but we all know it's coming sooner or later, but it brings opportunities to have fun in a different season outside. And I know you have lots of opportunities for that. Your ski hill, of course, that won't open for a while, but Kai's Peak, that's a big feature there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know what? It's probably going to be sooner than you think. I think they started going snow right around the first or second week of December last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's right around the corner. I mean, it's hard to believe that we've already gone through all the colors over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And then we had the snow. So, yeah, but you know what? Snow on the ground is a good thing, especially with the deer season coming up. It's easier to track and see the deer. And, you know, I think it's welcome for the hunters.
For sure.
And, yeah, even when you're driving down the road and growth pops out in front of you, I think it's welcome. I'm not interested in, like, 12 to 18 inches anytime soon.
Yeah, that can wait. But no, I agree. The snow is something that deer hunters look forward to. I've actually been out in the field a couple times with friends who have had shots at deer and in one case hit one and couldn't find it. And they brought a dog in and the dog gave us a signal that, that deer's still alive. So if there had been snow, we might have been able to track it. But yeah, we might have had a better chance. Now, speaking of Kai's Peak, you post either on your website or your Facebook page. I think it's on Facebook, isn't it? You go up there every so often and you walk around, and I've enjoyed those posts that you video and essentially record your this morning at Kai's Peak. That's kind of a neat feature.
Yeah, I drive by there on the way into work, and I wanted to kind of stay on top of fall colors because there's a lot of folks that really get into that, and it's beautiful up here. You just have to stay on top of it because one weekend they're all there and they're popping, and the next weekend the rain and the wind pull a lot of the leaves off. For the people that were traveling up to enjoy Florence County, I just wanted to stay in front of it. Actually, in bringing back our YouTube channel, and I wanted to get more videos out there, and there's going to be a variety of videos about UTV, ATV, snowmobiles. I'm also going to have one for our businesses for economic development. We're actually shooting some videos of some of our local companies right now, and they're really well done. We have some super stories of some small companies up here. We don't have any mega companies up here. You know, we don't have something with 5,000-6,000 employees, but we have some really fun stories with some individuals that have started out companies, and they're being very successful. So I'm excited about that. So our YouTube channel, I'm pushing that more and more. As a matter of fact, I shared a link on our Facebook page, and people can go to it, and I'd love to see people subscribe and see what we have going on. I really want to be active and share what all we have going on in Florence County, whether it be economic development or tourism. We do have a lot going on here, so I want to keep everybody informed.
Yes, and that's a great way to do it, and there's a link to all that info on your exploreflorencecounty.com page as well, your website, right?
Right. I'm actually doing more and more updates on that. There'll be more updates on travelwisconsin.com too. I'm working on that. Social media is keeping me kind of busy right now.
Haha, I'll bet. So you are a contributor, I suppose, to the tourism site for colors, which are past us now, but snow depth and that kind of thing, right?
Yep, that's me. Right now I'm the one that's
keeping that stuff updated as well as I can.
Okay. Well, now, we know that the deer hunting season, the bow season, is going on right now, and the rifle season is coming up in just a couple of weeks, but you had a youth hunt, KAMO, CAMO, which is Kids and Mentors Outdoors. I believe that was a pheasant hunt, wasn't it?
It was. I actually made a run out there to see the kids and talk to some of the volunteers, and they absolutely had a great day. It was a little windy, but it was beautiful. All the kids got birds. They had a great day. As a matter of fact, my buddy Terry said, I've never seen so many kids that were as accurate as this group. I think they had 22 or 23. They actually had one gentleman that came out with his dog, and he had five kids with him that drove over 100 miles to come to the event. This group just worked so hard, and they do such a great job with the kids. If you don't know anything about CAMO, look it up. Come and visit. It's a free event. I think the next thing that they have going on is going to be in February. They have the ice fishing derby that's put on by what used to be Lefts is now the 101, and they do it the same day. It's a lot of fun, so keep an eye out for that on exploreflorencecounty.com.
Yes, and CAMO itself, Kids and Mentors Outdoors, they have their own website for all their events around the state, and it's CAMO with a K, KAMOKids.org, so people can learn about what they're doing elsewhere if they can't make it up to Florence County. Well, that's great. That's amazing that every kid got a bird. I mean, I've been on many, many pheasant hunts where, you know, not everybody gets one, and that's wonderful.
Right.
That was a great experience. Well, speaking of wonderful, I understand your high school football team there is doing well this year.
Oh, boy. I've had the opportunity to be a spotter up in the booth for the announcer, and wow. The Bobcats are doing some great. They have seven seniors. They have a great group of young men, and they made it into the semifinals for eight-man football. It's coming up on Friday night. They'll be playing in Waupaca against Oakfield. Yeah, that game starts at 7 in Waupaca. So go Bobcats. Good luck to the whole team, but I have to tell you, there's a couple of those guys on that team. It's amazing how fast, how strong they are. And in a small community like Florence, it's pretty awesome to see all the people that turn out to the game. So, again, go Bobcats. Good luck, guys.
Yes, fantastic. Well, let's talk about other events. You've got a canine raffle that's been going on since August, I believe, and that ends right on the right when deer season opens. Tell us about that.
Yep. Florence County Canine Unit, they do this annual raffle, and they're getting close to being sold out.
Ooh.
Of all their tickets. Yeah, they have six different guns. It's a variety of rifles and shotguns. They display them at a variety of different taverns, eateries around the county. You can buy the tickets, or you can even get the tickets at the cop shop. The drawing is at the CNR Bar on Sunday, November 19th at 7 o'clock. You don't have to be present to win. It goes towards our canine unit. We have a couple of wonderful dogs and their handlers, and they do a great job. Eric and Nate do a great job with the dogs, and it's, you know, being here in such a large area when you're on duty, and say it's 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, and you have a stop out in the middle of nowhere, with the click of a button, they have that dog come out of the car if they need help.
Yeah.
It's having a partner, you know. So it's pretty amazing story. It's great when you have a chance to talk to them and find out, you know, how attached they are. It's the dog is part of their life, and you know, it's for a good cause.
Yes, absolutely. So, I've seen the Vernon County canine dog in action, not in real life action, but in a demo at a kids event this summer. And yeah, if you're a bad guy, you don't want to be on the receiving end of that 100 pounds of canine fury. And if you're the officer, I mean, that's your best friend, absolutely. But you got a couple other things coming up. The annual Hunter's Dinner on November 16th.
Yeah, Masonic Lodge, number 222, they do a Hunter's Supper every year on the Thursday night before opening day. It's at the Florence Community Center, which is right on Central Ave in downtown Florence. $12 for adults, $6 for kids. It's an all-you-can-eat chicken and spaghetti dinner with salad and milk, coffee, juice, desserts. And it's a fundraiser for the Dan McLean Scholarship for really well-performing students to help them with schooling. It's for a good cause. The Sonic Lodge does a really nice job. Hey, it's all-you-can-eat. So, you know, fatten yourself up on Thursday night before going and getting yourself set up on Friday for the deer.
Yeah, that's a good plan. And speaking of Friday for deer, we've got a couple of weeks before the season. If somebody decides between now and then, well, you know, I think I'd like to try a new place, maybe hunt some of that vast public land that you have up there. Are they going to find lodging? Are they going to be able to get a place if they call soon?
They better call soon. You know what? We have a lot of VRBOs. We have a lot of Airbnbs. We do have the Nicolet Lodge. We have the Bed and Breakfast in town. There's a variety of places. Listen, if somebody wants to come up and try Florence County and they're looking for a place, they can certainly call me or send me an email. There's a listing on exploreflorencecounty.com that I keep updated along with the health department. So you just go to our website, click on lodging, and you can search what it is that you're looking for. And if you can't find anything, you know, by all means, like I said, give me a call and I'll do my best. You know, it may be that you'd have to go and maybe stay in Iron Mountain or over in Crystal Falls on the Michigan side. But, you know, we want you to come and enjoy yourself and enjoy our beautiful forest and what we have to offer here. There's plenty of property to be hunting on, and hopefully we'll have weather that is cordial.
Yes, I hope so too. Well, gosh, there are a couple more things that we could talk about, but I think we'll save them till next time. We'll just tease them. Christmas in Florence, December 2nd. We'll talk before then, I hope. And I want to ask you about the Kai's Peak Mud Runs raffle and also what waterfalls might look like in winters. Jot those down as something we can talk about later this month or early next month.
Yeah, that's fantastic. One last thing, Dan, I want to mention the Wild Rivers Interpretive Center, which is our visitor center on the corner of Highway 2 and Route 70. The ladies, we have a whole new staff. They're doing a great job. They have all sorts of hunter knives and hats and all sorts of stuff. They have Christmas gifts, but they've brought all sorts of product. They've changed the face of the place. So if you're looking for something, they have maps, trail maps, all that stuff available for your information to come up and enjoy Florence County.
Fantastic. Well, Eric, thank you so much. Lots going on there, as there always is, and we will catch up with you again in a few weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Yes, sir. Eric Prince is the Director of Economic Development for Florence County. You can learn all about things we've talked about and more at exploreflorencecounty.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, They have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Ooh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High of 47 today. Under cloudy skies, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely. Tonight, 41. Overcast. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 49. Daytime highs approaching 39 Tuesday under overcast skies. 42 Wednesday, mixed precipitation possible at times. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 47 today. Lows level off around 41 tonight. We should top off around 49 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 34.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock Societies have been improving forest habitat for these and other species for more than 60 years, and they've been a longtime sponsor of Outdoors Radio. You can learn more at ruffedgrousesociety.org. And joining us for our monthly update on what's going on in the grouse and woodcock world is John Steigerwald. He's the Great Lakes and Upper Midwest Forest Conservation Director for RGS and AWS. John, welcome back and thanks for joining us.
Good to be back as always.
You have been a busy guy traveling for meetings and I think doing a little hunting. What can you tell us about hunting in the last month or so here in the Upper Great Lakes area?
Yeah, I've been a busy guy traveling out to New York for an Eastern Grouse meeting of the state agencies in the Eastern United States, as well as our national hunt in Minnesota in the month of October. We're getting towards middle part of the season. We're starting to see a transition in the woods, a change in the woods as far as leaf fall. Finally, our leaves are falling off our trees, and rough grouse are eking into slightly different habitats right now. If you're out there pursuing them, this is the time of year where you start to see the rough grouse move out of their relatively young aspen and moving more into the mid-aged aspen forest, usually with like a hazelnut brushy understory component. Definitely with the snowfall we've gotten this past week that's sticking around in parts of the North Woods, at least temporarily, you might see the rough grouse moving more into that conifer component within those aspen stands, those hardwood stands. Definitely we're at like a transitional period. Of course, as always, RGS, you know, we're advocates of healthy forest management, diverse forest management, and how we approach diversity of and spectrum of forest management. And one of the reasons why we profess diverse forests is this time of year right now. We're rough grouse using relatively diverse forests because of some of these changes in the season, changes in the climate. But hunting out there, I've heard multiple good reports as far as the rough grouse hunting numbers, the flushing numbers this year. Probably going to be relatively on par with the past several years we've seen in Wisconsin. Really positive numbers came out of Minnesota, and we can touch on that talking about the National Grouse and Woodcock Hunt. But myself, I can say I've still, even with all my travel, I've managed to get in the woods a little bit and get my dog some miles under her paws.
Well, good. Well, you mentioned the National Hunt, and that's held up in Grand Rapids, Minnesota every year. How did it go this year, and what's the report?
So this was the 41st annual National Grouse and Woodcock Hunt. It was on October 12th and 13th. There were 99 rough grouse harvested on Thursday of the event and 65 harvested on Friday of the event for a total of 164 grouse. That compares to 2022 total grouse harvested, that we had 130 rough grouse harvested, and the past five-year average was 113 birds harvested. So we were actually, slightly above our five-year average as far as the number of grouse harvested. We did actually have fewer participants this year, so actually it does represent a pretty good increase in the number of birds harvested. Hunter success was about 1.24 birds harvested per day per hunter. Now this was a 61% increase over 2022 and the past seven-year average, where we had 0.78 grouse per hunter per day. So grouse were up considerably in Minnesota. I think if you get out there and people want to travel to Minnesota, hunting is still on fire from the anecdotal reports I hear from field. Grouse recruitment based upon birds harvested was basically 4.2 juvenile birds per adult female that were harvested at the National Hunt, which was less than half the level observed during the 2022 hunt, but it's only slightly lower than the long-term average at 5.5 juvenile birds per adult female. Quite a bit different story, though, from the woodcock numbers. We can, I think, dive a little bit deeper into that. There were 143 woodcock harvested on Thursday of the event and 121 harvested on Friday of the event for a total of 264 birds harvested during 2 days. That was a 17% increase over birds harvested in 2022, and nearly identical to the five-year average of 268 birds. There were a total of 1,215 total woodcock flushes reported, which was up 22% over the number reported in 2022. Hunter success was about 2 woodcock harvested per hunter per day, which was above the past seven-year average of 1.8 birds. But one of the troubling statistics was the woodcock recruitment. Based upon birds that were harvested, there were 0.7 juvenile birds per adult female, which was down 42% from levels observed in 2022 and down 50% from the long-term average of 1.4 juvenile birds per adult female per year. So a little bit concerning results from woodcock, but I guess not too surprising when we zoom out and look at what has happened the past 2 years. Woodcock have kind of had a hard time with some of the weather conditions we've had the past 2 years. Of course, we had that snow cover in northern Wisconsin this year, right as the woodcock were migrating. So it definitely creates a difficult situation for woodcock as they're migrating. Same thing happened last year about this time. We had even more snow last year. I remember driving on Highway 70 and the road being the only place that was plowed and seeing woodcock in the middle of this. Early snowfall kind of creates those difficult conditions as the birds are trying to migrate. And if you recall, earlier this spring, we had a really warm spring. A lot of birds migrated north, and we were hit with some really late spring snowfall conditions.
Yep.
And that definitely impacted birds across the range. We do know from some of the woodcock migration studies that woodcock and other migratory birds will move back out when we get those snowfall conditions. But it puts extra stress on the birds. They're burning fat reserves that are in low supply. So not good conditions overall leading into the spring nesting season. We do anecdotally think that there probably was a very poor nesting conditions and recruitment this spring that fed into the recruitment data that we saw in our National Hunt data. You're adding insult to injury, you know, we did have also some drought conditions.
Yes,
so
for sure.
A little bit concerning from that front because nearly all of the woodcock's diet is earthworms.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have these really dry conditions, the ground gets a little bit hard pan. We don't have earthworms near the surface. Woodcock use their beak and probe into the soil. They have a more difficult time probing into the soil, finding those invertebrates. Mm-hmm. I will say one of the positive things we have seen from birds harvested, probably a little more anecdotally at this point, but surveyed a lot of hunters to come up with this conclusion, birds harvested myself, is we're seeing a very unusual amount of very fat woodcock this fall. A lot of birds just really stuffed full of fat. I would antiquate them to being the corn-fed deer of the upland game bird world. I think we had going into the woodcock flight a warm-up condition. It seemed like a slightly warmer and wetter fall than normal. And the woodcock migration seemed to be pushed off by about a week to 2 weeks. I think that just that extra time, woodcock were just further up north, still gorging themselves on earthworms, preparing themselves for that migration. So a lot of fat, healthy woodcock flying south, and hopefully that means good survival as they continue their migration. And we'll have to see what the numbers look like next year. Pray for good conditions.
That is a very thorough report, and I think some people would just listen to those numbers and say, oh my God, hundreds of grouse and woodcock shot over 2 days. That's a massacre, but it's really much more in-depth research that you're able to conduct when you have that kind of harvest over a brief period of time, isn't it?
The real value of the National Grouse and Woodcock Hunt is that it's the 41st year we've been conducting it, and we've been gathering this data for 41 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a really long data set that we can compare to and compare and contrast, like the drumming surveys that are conducted by the state agencies, Minnesota DNR, Wisconsin DNR, Michigan DNR, and make comparisons beyond just, is the population going up? Is it going down? We can actually do a little bit more deep dive into the recruitment ratio and expand that data to see kind of what is maybe happening with those populations acutely, as well as over the long term. It's a really good data set that we've been gathering for a long time.
Yes, it is, and it's great that you can report that to us and folks can learn more by going to your website. Now, before we let you go, there is a new partnership with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Can you tell us briefly about that?
Yeah, Jeff, we signed a 3-year partnership with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation in the past several weeks. What this is going to mean for this partnership is that RGS, we've done a really good job in the past few years building out our conservation delivery staff. So we've got a lot of staff in the Great Lakes region. Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has done a really good job of fundraising for wildlife habitat and conservation. And we're marrying our resources together, and we're going to help Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation spend some of that, their money that they've raised on habitat work here in the Great Lakes region.
All right. Well, John, thank you so much for that report. We have one more RGS report yet this year, and you and I talked about possibly getting one of your other staff members involved in that, one of the forest habitat biologists, and I certainly look forward to that. But we appreciate all the information you've shared with us this year and in past years as long as we've been talking with you. So thank you so much, and have a good rest of your fall hunting season, especially your gun deer season, which is coming up real soon.
It is coming up very soon. Thank you.
You bet. John Steigerwald is the Great Lakes and Upper Midwest Forest Conservation Director for the Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock Societies. You can learn more about everything we've talked about here online at ruffedgrousesociety.org. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more. All surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Have more success on the ice with the LiveScope Plus Ice Fishing Bundle LI from Garmin. Drill fewer holes, catch more fish. This portable live sonar bundle comes with the LiveScope Plus system, EchoMap UHD 93 SV display, and a lithium battery. All packaged in a case, making hole hopping a breeze. LiveScope Plus helps you find more fish with improved resolution, reduced noise, clearer images, and better target separation. Fill your freezer with fillets with help from Garmin. Visit Garmin.com or shop your local Garmin dealer today.
Florence County Forestry and Parks is happy to announce their new online registration system for access to our Lake Emily and West Bass Lake campgrounds, pavilions, boat launch yearly passes, and information on the Kai's Peak Ski Lodge. FlorenceCountyParks.com is the site. It is currently live for you to see how it functions, and you can set up your account sign-in for when you're ready to reserve sites starting on January 1st, 2024. So check out FlorenceCountyParks.com and get ready for 2024.
Be proactive. Get your brain health screen done in November. The ADRC of the North will be offering brain health screens throughout the month of November. Come meet with Shay, the dementia care specialist for Price County, to have a screening done. It only takes about 10 to 15 minutes of your time. Offered at convenient locations across Price County. Call the ADRC of the North for more information at 1-866-663-3607 or check out the Facebook page for the ADRC of the North Price County branch. You'll also find posters in the community featuring dates and times. Be proactive. Get your brain health screen done. Call 1-866-663-3607 to reach the ADRC of the North to ask about brain health screening in November.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth Classic Bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High of 47 today. Under cloudy skies, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely. Tonight, 41. Overcast. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 49. Daytime highs approaching 39 Tuesday under overcast skies. 42 Wednesday, mixed precipitation possible at times. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 47 today. Lows level off around 41 tonight. We should top off around 49 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 34.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And they're having winterizing supplies. They've got them in stock. You can get over there, and they can even do the job for you if you, you know, are running short on time. Check their website for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Ducks Unlimited, a proud sponsor of our show and of duck hunters everywhere at ducks.org. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston,
La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, professionalhearingcare.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing in your area now, you can watch past episodes at Milwaukee PBS, and the Deer Hunt Wisconsin show for this year will be posted very soon, and shows from past years are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And our show is online at LakeLink. Go to lake-link.com. You can download this show. Also listen to past shows. Take it with you. And you can find us on Outdoor News as well, outdoornews.com/podcast. Find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. Follow me at Hardwater Jeff.
And just a couple of DNR items. There are new CWD positives in Polk and Trempealeau counties, the first in both counties, and that triggers a baiting and feeding ban in Polk County. It's already in effect in Trempealeau. And DNR reminds you to have your deer tested for CWD. You never know where it's going to pop up. And if you're interested in sharp-tailed grouse, there's a public meeting to review the draft sharp-tailed grouse management plan Wednesday, November 8th at the DNR Service Center in Spooner. Details online. Just type in sharp-tailed grouse in the keyword section there on the DNR website. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. You can hear more of his tunes and look for updates on his performances, like the one this week, just a couple days ago, in Duluth, at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelmel. Jeff, get out in your blind and see if you can get one of those deer. And folks, you get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
Old man Wrigley lived in that white house down the street where I grew up. Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. Spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. Was in the war, went in the Navy, lost his wife, lost his baby. Broke down and asked him one time, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled. Said I raise my hands, bow my head. I'm finding more and more truth in the words written in red. They tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see. Later, I was off at college, talking to Mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip, the ins and outs of the small town life. She said, oh, by the way, son, old man Wrigley's died. Later on that night, there thinking back, thought about a couple long lost summers. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. There was ever anybody deserved a ticket to the other side, it'd be that sweet old man who looked me in the eye. Said I raised my just what I could see.
universe. You can't tell me it all ends in a slow ride in a hearse. You know I'm more and more convinced the longer that I live. Yeah, this can't be. No, this can't be. No, this can't be all there is. Lord, I raise my hands, bow my head. Oh, I'm finding more and more truth in the words written in red. They tell me that there's more to this than just what I can see. I believe. I believe. I believe.
Up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. I sing along as the choir sways.
You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me.
religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church. Thank you.
this old world would oh so better be if we find more family Bibles on the table and mother singing Rock of Ages left for me. And I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read. And I can hear my mother softly singing Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages left for me. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages left for me.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's word to build our faith.
Well, good morning and happy Sunday to all you guys out there. Hopefully you're staying warm, and it's just a good day for you today. I'm Josh, youth pastor over here at Cornerstone Church, and I'm just so excited to just get to share a little bit of my heart and a little bit of what God's really been just pressing upon me in the past couple weeks. But before we get too much into that, I just really want to open us in prayer. So God, we just thank you for this time. God, that we can just listen to your word. God, I just love the fact that you desire to speak to us, God, both through just divine inspiration, God, but also through your word, Lord. So, Father, we just pray that as we just listen to your word this morning, as we begin to really delve deep into the things that it says, Father, I just pray that it would just speak loudly and boldly. Father, that you just use my voice in order to share the things that you desire to share. So, Father, we just pray just for just the Holy Spirit to speak right now to someone out there. And we just pray all of this in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. So this past month at Cornerstone Church, we've had Mission Month. And so we've had four different weeks of four different people who are doing ministry both locally and globally to various areas of the world. And it's been so exciting to hear just story after story after story of all the ways that God is moving throughout the world and through these people's ministries. But something that I've noticed both through conversations that I've had with people at our church and just through my own personal life, that usually when a missionary comes in or someone who is doing a lot of things for the kingdom, the people of the church, we of the church, get really excited. We get really fired up, but then we don't know what to do, right? You get all this passion, all this desire, all this stirring of emotions within you to go out and just to charge the world, but then you don't know how to do it. You don't know what God wants from you. You don't know how God wants to use you. And then all of a sudden, Satan begins to just sow seeds of doubt within your mind that God can't use you, that your past is too much, that your story is too great, that you don't have the capability or the ability, right, to be able to be used by God. And it's in these moments of doubt that we begin to lose that passion and that zeal that we're so sparked up from hearing those missionaries. And then all of a sudden, we just sink back into that comfortable lifestyle that we've been living. And I know for me, so my dad was friends with a ton of different missionaries. And so as a kid, I oftentimes would just get so amped up, so fired up at some of the stories that these missionaries would share. One story, one of my dad's friends worked in Tanzania.